I'm just going to go upstairs where you can't hear my hoover.
Wait, hang on. Are you hoovering, Catherine?
Hang on.
Catherine Jenkins
you don't
hoovers.
Want to hear that.
Catherine, you hoover.
There we go. How are you?
I'm very well. Did I catch you in the middle of your hoovering?
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not. I've literally come in from an hour and a half run. I'm training for the half marathon.
You say that to me, but you.
No, I've literally walked. I made sure I was back in time to speak to you.
Catherine, you and I know you're hoovering. We know you're hoovering. There'll be a picture somewhere of it. I know that. Listen, good to talk to you. How are you this fine day? Are you all right?
I'm really, really good, thank you. I'm very, very well. Back in London temporarily and then off to South Africa too. It's exciting.
You've a lot going on.
I know. It always feels like that. Like I feel very, very lucky that I get to travel and, you know, it's still so exciting to me. You know, I'd never have a chance to get bored.
You haven't been to Verona, have you? You didn't do Verona.
I've not done Verona, no. I'd love to do that one.
Placido was there. He was there for, it must have been a fortnight this summer. He was there doing various things to do with Verdi and all that. So it was quite fantastic.
Yeah. I've actually done a TV show from there, which was an amazing experience, but not a full concert.
So was it your TV show?
No, it was an Italian TV show that they sort of did from the venue, but just to see the arena there.
Isn't it wonderful?
It was breathtaking,
yeah.
And actually, at the end of it, I burst into tears, because it's just overwhelming, and if anybody ever gets the opportunity to go and see something there, they absolutely should.
It really is. We had a trip earlier on this year. But again, you've also performed with Andrea Bocelli, you see, people forget
yes.
that. You see.
Well, I've been lucky to sing quite a lot with Andrea, in that we recently did an American tour together. I went on his tour, quite a few of the dates on that, and we've been singing since I think it's about 2007 when he and I sang on we sang Time to Say Goodbye on Strictly Come Dancing the
yes.
very first time, and hit it off, and you know we've recorded together and done TV shows and stuff since, and you know he's just. We just get on very well, and it's one of those things where I think when you have a connection with somebody, it just makes it really easy to sing and to go on tour.
Now, when we think about these people, that's all very fine, as we say, but the thing is, doing your own thing, we were beside ourselves. I was going to send you money when I saw the contract situation. I was worried for you. But the good thing is that you're with Decca now. So it was worrying for a while, I suspect.
I wondered what you were talking about.
No, you're all right. I was worried.
Well, firstly, it was kind of frustrating because, you know, my record contract, as was, you know, reported, you know, was not stopped or ended abruptly or any of that nonsense that was written about. So it was one of those things where, you know, you and your family and friends know the real situation, but I wasn't allowed to talk about it.
Sure.
Even though it's been reported, it's not something I can still talk about. All I can say is that I am very happy. Something exciting has happened. And I think something that's good for me. And there'll be a proper announcement in due course.
Yeah.
But it's not something I can talk about yet.
Exactly. But I can, because I have no contract. But what it means... what it actually means is that the contract ran its course, and that's what it was, and that's the end of that. And we will be getting something from you, from Decca. And the great thing about that is, when you think back, a BBC Radio 2 Choir Girl of the Year at this heady height, it's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, it honestly, it's amazing. I think back to, you know, when I signed my first record deal, and I couldn't even believe that it was true, and I couldn't tell anybody, because I thought if I tell somebody, then it'll just vanish and it'll disappear, because like things like this don't happen to girls from Leeds. And now here I am, like, you know, it's sort of it'll be my 10th album and my 10th year, and I'm amazed that this has all happened, and really, it's happened because people have been so amazing in supporting me, and so I kind of feel like it's a group effort.
Yeah, well, I know, but the thing is, you have to have the talent in the first place, and also to be able to keep it out there and to keep going and to keep pushing that envelope or whatever. I think about your work in America, you know, because you've made a real effort to crack it over there, and that's not easy. Very few people get to that level in the States, and it doesn't matter whether you're dancing with the stars, you're there, and that surely is the important thing.
Well, I mean, again, that was something that was, you know, at the time reported that I had, you know, gone to America to, you know, for global domination and all this nonsense.
Don't be silly.
And when really what happened was, I I had my heart broken, and I had somebody come and ask, you know, ask me if I fancied going to America a few months to learn how to dance.
Yes.
And I thought, you know what, this might be the perfect tonic. This might be exactly what I need to get myself back on my feet and have a laugh, which is actually what happened. And in the process, I did laugh and made amazing friends, but the project was that I ended up being sort of welcomed into America in a really nice way, in a way I didn't expect at all. And it worked out, you know, really well in a sort of professional way. But
well, Catherine, you nearly won the thing.
Yeah, I came second. I came second, but you know, the guy who won, Donald Driver, is he's like an all-American football hero from the NFL.
Sure.
And he's a lovely guy. We've stayed really good friends. He's a, you know, good family man, and I would have voted for him too. So oh. I was happy for him that he won.
Yeah, but it was a nice introduction for you. Now
it was. I think in a show like that that you and the audience sort of gets to see a side of you through the training videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's how they got to know me without really knowing my music.
Now, listen, better explain. You're doing two shows at the City Hall in Cork on the 11th and 12th of December, but you've added a matinee.
Yes, I have.
Aren't you mad?
Because people are being so lovely there, and yeah. And it seems to be going well. So yes, they've added a matinee, and I'm really, really excited to be coming to Cork and to get to see everybody. So yeah.
But will you not? Won't you be worn out though?
No, I'm actually really good at resting in between the concerts. I don't speak in between the shows.
Right.
So I shall sit quietly and rest my voice, and I think just probably be very, very excited to be there.
Now, you're doing this in December, so I take we have the old Christmas jobby, have we? It's a lot of Christmas. Will it be a lot of Christmas elements
yeah,
in it?
Yeah, it'll be a mixture. We'll
great
do some classical stuff and some Christmas stuff, and you know, have a bit of a sing along at the end, start getting people in the Christmas mood.
Well, I went to see you when you were here at the O2 last time, and it was awfully good. And you have all the frocks for all the occasions.
I am such a girly girl.
You have a lot of girly girl frocks.
Oh gosh, and, I love the dresses and you know the shoes and all the glamour of it. I mean, that's a very that's a bit that doesn't take as much you know thought as the singing, but it's just.
Oh, I think it might take a bit of thought. All right. But it's again, it's the package, isn't it? It's how you present you, and people enjoy that too.
Of, you know, yeah. to me, it's like, you know, why not have a sort of a visual element to it too, even if it's just something for us girls to talk about afterwards.
Now, listen, by the way, this event that's happening in Cork, it's a 75-strong City of Cork Symphony Orchestra. This is a big orchestra that's been assembled for this particular event. They're, as the fellow said, they're talking about very little else down there at the moment.
Oh, see, that just so makes me so happy.
Yeah.
We've got a wonderful orchestra, and you know, like I said, I've always just felt so lucky. You know, when I've been able to come and travel over. So yeah, I'm really excited, very, very excited. I might even bring my mum because she always tries to come to these nice events.
Yeah, you do. You like having her there, don't you?
I do. You know, I'm very lucky that we get on so well, and she's very supportive.
Yeah, but you're a real family person. I know this because I know you dedicate your albums to your dad and stuff.
Yeah, I just think that it's so easy, you know, in if you've got the job that I have, you know, to get carried away and have all these sort of showbiz friends and all that kind of stuff. And really, you know, I have to praise my family for being the people that just keep me, you know, grounded and keep it real. And you know, my mum, I was reminding her of a story just yesterday that I think I called her and I said, "Mum, I'm singing at the Albert Hall." This is quite a few years ago. I said, "Mum, I'm singing at the Albert Hall again next week. Do you want to come up for it?" And she said, "I've seen you enough times at the Albert Hall, and I'm going to go and play tennis." I was like, "Thanks."
You're doing the concert midweek in Cork, the 11th and 12th of December, and the matinee. Will the album? Can I ask you this one at least? Will the album be out this side of Christmas? Is that likely?
No, I'm not going to make an album this year. I should be making an album early next year.
But so we have the Christmas album anyway.
You'll have the Christmas album.
We have that. We can play that one.
Which will now work at any Christmas.
That's very true.
No, perennial. I felt like I needed a year of, you know, I think when you make it, I've mostly made an album every year.
Yes.
I think sometimes it's good to sort of really think about what you want to do next. And you know, I've done a lot of touring, so it just means that when I go back into the studio early next year, I'll be, you know, refreshed and ready to make, hopefully, you know, one of my favourite albums yet.
Well, we wish you the best with it. Catherine, it's always a joy. And remember, if your heart is broken again or you're in any need at all, please don't hesitate to ring.
And, you're very kind.
Not at all. There's always a settee available for you if you ever need it. But listen, you're a pet.
You.
And just remind people again, it's the 11th and 12th of December and you have a matinee on as well. A 75-strong City of Cork Symphony Orchestra. Catherine Jenkins, always a joy. And maybe you'll come talk to us again when you're in town and we'll have the chance.
I absolutely will. Lots of love. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much.
Thank you so much, Catherine. Take care.